Let us prepare our hearts and mind to go before the Lord today. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we come before you, giving you all the glory and honor for all that you do for us, for giving us another day to draw closer. Jesus, we ask that you be with us, instruct us in the ways of God, lead us onto the path that leads to the kingdom. We put all our faith and our trust in you, for you came from God and you returned to God. You know the ways of God. You know the path that leads us to understanding, that leads us to a place where we feel the peace of God, the presence of God, the love of God in our lives. Even in the midst of all this sickness and this death, God, you are a way maker, provider for those who put their trust in you. And we come here today, pouring out our hearts, asking you to give us understanding, make a way for us. Provide a highway where there is no one. Even though the road may be narrow, God, you allow us to walk on it. You instruct us in your ways. You give us understanding so we walk on the path of God that leads to your throne. Be with us and guide us and open our minds and our understanding into your word, into your teaching, into your ways. Guide us until we be with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's talk about finding our path with God as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit. See, no matter how long we've been a Christian, the secret to growing in Christ Jesus is being able to find our path, finding our way in what the Lord will lead and guide us through in our service to Him. And once we're on the path that God has called us, we cannot spend our time turning left to the right. We cannot spend our time turning from the path the Lord is leading us to. We must remain faithful to it. We cannot turn from it. We must be honor what God has poured into, honor the calling of God, honor the purpose God has called us into for what He created for you and I, that He lavished upon us and poured out upon us. See, many think being a Christian is about us forging a path for ourselves and asking the Lord to bless what we want to do. Anyone who has been time with the Lord knows this is about the path God created for us. It's about the life God wants us to live, not the life we choose to live for God. It's about the journey the Lord wants to take us through in serving Him. So if we forge our own path, then we'll not be on the path God wants us to travel. Any path created or forged by us can never lead to God's kingdom. Our path cannot lead us to a life of peace and joy, to a life of salvation, to the blessings of God. See, only God's plan can do that for us. So you and I got to find our way. We got to get our feet on the plan that God created. We must seek the path God designed for us, is especially made for us. And we see this in the life of John the Baptist. See, God created a path, a purpose for his life. He was to be a prophet and prepare the way for Christ Jesus. His path was blessed by God so he can help shine light in darkness and help guide God's people to a path of peace. We must see God's path for our life. Any other path will keep us in darkness. And we must be careful. When we find our way onto the path God called us, see, the devil knows that this has occurred. And God's word teaches us when we hear the word and we receive from God, and we enter into the path God created for our lives, the devil comes and tries to take that word from our hearts. So we will not continue to believe. So we will not walk by faith. So we are not saved. See, we must be careful about the path we seek with God. God's word says there's a path that is rocky. When we seek this path, we receive the word of God with joy. But we will not allow it to take root in us. See, those who seek this path will fall away during the time of testing. It's a rocky path if we choose it for ourselves. There is a path we can seek where we're surrounded by thorns. Everything causes trouble in our life. We see this path for our life. It will be full of worries of the cares of this life. It'll choke out what has been poured into us. Life worries and riches and pleasure will be thorns that keep us from growing, can keep us from maturing in Christ Jesus. We must be careful about the path we see. See, there's a path where the soil is good for our feet. When we find our way onto this path, it produces a good heart in us. On this path, we'll not only hear God's word, we'll retain it, and through perseverance, it's produced good fruit in us. Because we sought the path God created us, we are able to do his will. We're able to do God's will no matter the result of what God put in us, no matter the result of our assignment, no matter the result of our purpose, whether it's great or small. It's all because God is the one to make things grow. Therefore, you and I don't focus on the results. We focus on walking the path, being obedient to the things of God and the ways of God. We're wasting our time if we think we can develop our own path and God will bless it. See, God is the one who created man and woman to be a nation. God is the one who determined the set times and exact places we should be. The Lord does this so his people will see him, reach out to him, and find their way with him. And we must seek the path God created for us. For in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. We must seek God's path, God's way, not our own. See, God is watching, looking to see which path we decide to take. See, depending on the path we seek, he's going to give to each person according to what they've done, based on the choices we made. The Lord says to those who are persistent in seeking the path God created, it will produce glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. But those who seek a path that is self-seeking, who reflects God's truth to follow a path of sin and evil, there will be God's wrath and anger. We must be careful about the path we choose to walk. See, God created a path for each one of us that leads into eternal life. He did this because of his love and mercy. And this allows those who are not seeking him to still be able to find that path, find that way that God created for them. Go with me to Romans chapter 10, verses 20 to 21. See, at first we all choose the wrong path. We came out of this world. So when we come to God, be assured if we don't ask God to show us the way, to put our feet on solid foundation, to make good soil for our feet, and we go jumping into it and we're trying to find our own way, we're going to find the wrong path, whether that's a path of religion or whether there's a path where we go after riches and glory in God's name, or there's a path of self-righteousness. See, we do these things because we're ignorant of the fact that God created a path for our feet and we must seek it. We must understand it is God that keeps his hands extended so we can find the path he created for us. It is his hand that reaches out and pulls us out of darkness into the light so we put our feet on the solid ground that Christ Jesus has created that is a light to God's kingdom. Romans chapter 10 verses 20 and 21 says, and Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I held out my hands to a disobedient and an obstinate people. And you and I are that way today. This world, see, this so many of us is this way today. God is trying to hold his hand out to lead us, to pull us onto the path of Christ, to pull us on the path that leads to the God kingdom. But we still are disobedient and we are stubborn and we will not do what God is asking us to do. We're obstinate people. We do our own thing. But you and I got to understand the path we're seeking when we're coming to Christ, when we're coming to God, is a path that God created. It's not something you and I created for ourselves. See, there is a path we must seek that allows us to experience God. It remains today because Christ Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're warned that if we get carried away by strange teaching, it could lead us off of God's path. And the Lord will not sustain us. See, if we find ourselves on the wrong path, we must turn from sin and evil and turn and do good. We must seek peace and pursue it so the Lord's eyes will be upon us and be attentive to our prayers so we find the path God created for us and you know, we are saved and we're able to enter in. This is no different what it talks about in Revelations. Where God is talking to the seven churches about how they started out on the right path with God. But as they walked and they allowed their mind to wonder, they started adding things to God's word. See, they started changing the path, changing the ways of God. But in the end, they realized they were so far away from God. And Christ says, you got to turn around and go back to where you first met me and get your feet back on solid ground, back on the path I created, and walk that path. So you must be careful about seeking our own path with God. It's quite easy to be misled, to find ourselves on the wrong path while seeking God. See, the Word of God says there's going to be false prophets and false teachers whose purpose is to mislead us because we're trying to find our way. Finding paths that leads to God is what you and I come to Christ Jesus for. And we must be so careful. We need to seek the right path with God. See, because false teachers will introduce lies and will make us deny the ways of God, a desired path that will produce shameful ways in us and distort God's truth. Teaching us how to walk on a false path and seeking God, they exploit us by using these false stories and made up stories so we believe what they're teaching us. But it's not a path that leads to God. So we're going to ask ourselves several questions if we are seeking and making sure we're on the path God created for. Do we continue to commit adultery and sexual immorality? Do we believe we can continue in sin as we are without being changed? Have we continued to operate in greed and selfishness and chasing after the world? See, if we continue to do such things, we can be assured that we are left the straight way and wandered off the path that God created for us. We must be careful about seeking our path with God. God's word teaches us it would be better if we have not known the way, the path that leads to righteousness, for us to know it and then turn our backs on God. For us to turn our backs on God's commandments, to turn our backs on God's ways that was meant to lead us to the right path, that leads us to God's throne, that leads us into a salvation. See, if we're honest and we really seek the path God is calling us onto, you and I don't have to be afraid. We could trust that just like God gave Daniel comfort, the Lord would comfort us. We must have a desire to find our path with God. So we gain understanding, become humble, be a fruitful person. And so our prayers reach the throne of God. The Lord will respond and answer our prayers and remain faithful to his calling. Sometimes the Lord blocks our path because we're walking on the wrong path, though we think we're doing God's will. God used a donkey that blocked the path of Balaam. Even though Balaam kept beating the donkey to continue to go down the wrong path, doing what he thought he was doing, doing in his mind, he thought he was doing God's will. God had to get Balaam's attention and block his progress because he was on the wrong path. He was doing the wrong thing. See, sometimes God must block our path because we're on the wrong path and seeking him. We're not doing God's will. You and I got to understand, we got to make sure that the path we're walking is a path that God has prepared and it leads to God. It doesn't lead to self. It doesn't lead to the world. It leads to God through Christ Jesus. See, when our path is blocked and things are not going our way, we question God. We wonder why God is allowing bad things to occur in our lives. See, a veil has been put over our head and we keep this kind of thinking in our mind. And our thinking gets blocked. It causes us then to stray from God. But God wants us to turn back and keep to the path, keep to the right way. Go with me to Job chapter 22, verses 13 to 17. Are we walking on the right path? We got to check ourselves. We got to make sure that we stay to the path God created, the path God called us on. Do we spend our time questioning God? Do we deny his corrections? We got to make sure that we're on the right path, that we stay to the path. We can't wander off now. Job chapter 22, verses 13 to 17. Said, yet you say, what does God know? Does he judge through such darkness? Thick clouds veil him. So does he not see us as he goes about in vaulted heavens? Will you keep to the old path that evil men have thrown? They've carried off before their time. Their foundations washed away by a flood. They say to God, leave us alone. What can the Almighty do to us? See, we need to have a heart like Job. Job said, let the Lord weigh me. If my steps have been turned me from the path that I've been called, if my heart has been misled, if my eyes has done wrong, if my hands are defiled, may others eat what I have sown. So we have to have the heart that nothing else matters but what God has put us in, the assignment, the path God has put us on. We must carry that out, not the things we want to carry out. When others try to block our path from faithfully serving the Lord, we need to ask the Lord to protect us, to not allow them to make a trap for our feet. When they dig a pit in front of our path, Lord, let them fall into it. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we glorify you. We glory because your glory shines on the path that you created for our feet so we can walk faithfully on it. We can block our own path. As we seek to serve the Lord, we can refuse to pay attention, refuse to apply God's word to our life. We can turn our backs on God. We can stop up our ears. We can stop spiritually growing. We can stop the Spirit being effective in us. We can turn from the path God created and choose our own path. We have to be careful about what we do while we're walking on the path that God has put us on. Once Christ has lightened our path and put our foot on solid ground, we have to be careful about what we do when we're walking on the path. See, if we choose to walk on the path of righteousness, we cannot be a stumbling block to others' faith. We must accomplish what God has called us into. The path we walk cannot be one that discredited us. We not become a roadblock. We must commend ourselves in every way with great endurance, doing good times and bad times and hardships and distress. We must stay to the course, stay to the path, stay to the way. We cannot be a stumbling block that misleads God's people and those who seek the righteous path God has called them onto. So we find a brother and sister who has wandered off the path. We should do everything we can to bring them back and not be a stumbling block to them. For whoever turns a sinner from the error of their ways will save that person from death and cover up a multitude of sin. This is what the Word of God teaches us to do. We must remain faithful to our path while helping others remain faithful to their path. For it all leads to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. It all leads in the way that we should walk. It all leads into what we should be able to see in each other and our brothers and sisters, how God has brought us out of darkness, put our feet on a solid foundation, made a way for us, and we're walking that path. We see the honor of God as we walk on the path God has created for our lives. When we start walking on the path God created for us, carrying out the plan God has for our lives, we can be confident that God will give us victory. The Lord will stoop down and make us great. The Lord will broaden the path underneath of our feet so our ankles does not turn. When we walk on the path God has created for our lives, he will lead and guide us like he did to Israelites, being a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night, so we always see God's path. We always understand which way we should go in pleasing God. When we walk on the path God created, his Spirit would instruct us. The Lord would hold nothing from us. We have everything we need to complete what God has got us to do, what he created for us to do. When we walk faithfully before God, following Christ on God's path, our lives will be saved. And that's when our heart will be glad. That's when our tongue will rejoice. Our body will rest secure. That's when we know God will never abandon us. He will never forsake us. That's when we are filled with joy, peace, and loving, understanding in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Go with me to Psalm chapter 16, verses 9 and 11. We know the path we're walking on leads to God. Because we know the reason why we're on this path is to please God. And though it is challenging, in the end, we will find God. We will find his love, his peace, his kindness, his patience. All that is of God. We'll find on this path if we stay the course, and not look to the left or right, not trying to get wandering off the path because somebody flash us some in front of us or show us some, you know, riches and glory. But no, we stay to the path. We do the things God called us to do because there's no amount of money that can give us the joy and peace that God is offering us on this path. Psalms chapter 16, verses 9 and 11 says, therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also rests secure. Because you have not abandoned me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You have filled me with joy in your presence, and eternal pleasures is at your right hand. God has awesome, awesome things for us to experience in Him. But we must hold the course. We must stay to the path. See, if we stay to the path, God created for us, we stay to the ways of God. It does not matter if we, our human mother and father has forsaken us. Our spiritual father loves us. He would never turn his back on us. It was the Lord who brought us through this and taught us how to walk on this straight path, who taught us faithfulness, who taught us his word, who taught us how to love, who allows us to feel his presence in our lives, who made us to be one who pleases God. It is the Lord who's done this. He created us in this way. He provided a path for us, and he set our feet on this path, and he lit it up with his glory. But the question is, who created the path you're walking on? You know, you're walking on the path that God's created us. See, so we have to make sure we find the right path. We got to make sure we're walking on the right path because, see, the Word of God talks about several paths and ways we could be walking in our lives, but we got to be mindful. Yes, we could choose a path that leads to ourselves. We can choose the path that leads to the world. We can choose the path that Satan is trying to get us to walk in by lying and deceiving us. Or we can choose the path that God has created for us through his son, Christ Jesus. But we need to understand that each one of these paths provides things for us. And we need to understand the good things and the bad things that's in these paths. And when we choose a path for ourselves, we got to understand this path that we created for ourselves, while it has money on it, there's temporary happiness. There's failures, and we may create a lot of friends, but we got to understand this path never leads to God. It leads to self. We got to understand this path is no good. Us creating a path for ourselves only creates trouble in our life. This is not the path we could take to find God. You know, God's word talks about us about the path of this world. See, we seek the path of this world. Yeah, you may feel some success in your life, but it produces greed. It have us chasing everything. All we're concerned about is ourselves, the titles we receive in this, and how we'll boast about the things we have. See, it's the things of this world that we're chasing. See, this path does not lead to God's kingdom. You and I got to understand the path of the world is not going to lead us to the places of God. So we can't seek these things. We can't seek the world and find God. And you know, Satan is always trying to whisper in our ear and get us to follow, just like he tried to do with Christ Jesus, offering us things of the world, of riches and wealth of this world. But you and I got to understand, when we choose a path to follow Satan, that path where you may see riches and wealth in it, but you'll see a lot of sin in your life. Your life will be full of lies and deceit. But this life, this path that we listen to Satan and accept the ways of Satan, this path leads to destruction. We can't choose the path in the ways of Satan over the ways of God. You and I got to get on the path God created for our life. See, because on this path, we find peace. Our bodies find rest. We find love and joy in our lives. We become humble. We understand that God's path is better for us. No matter if it generates a lot or generates little, we please God. We do everything to please God, and God fulfills everything in our life. We are in need of nothing. We don't have to chase. We don't have to fight. God's path creates and provides everything we need. See, and then others will see and desire to walk on the path that God created for us, and then they won't want that for themselves. They'll see God is at work in us and changing everything about us. And see, when they see us walking on this path, they'll understand that this is the path I want to be on. But see, sometimes we not only try to walk on God's path, we try to walk on the path of the world. See, sometimes we try to walk on more than one path at a time. So we sometimes we walk on God's path, sometimes we walk in the path of God. But you and I have to understand, we can't walk on more than one path. It leads to confusion. It leads us away from God. Again, this is what Revelation is saying. You're trying to walk on two paths, doing your own thing while doing my thing. This doesn't work. You lost your way. You're wandering off the path. We must stay to the path that God created for us. And that's the only path that we need to be on. All these other paths cannot be there in our life. We must focus on finding our path to God. It is where you and I will find the peace of God. See, no matter what happens in this life of ours, our walk would demonstrate that we have followed God, and God has not forgotten us. We haven't forgotten his word and ways. We haven't forgotten his son. We have not strayed away from his word. We have not strayed away from the teachings of Christ Jesus. We held to the path given us, whether it generated much or little. We walk by faith, not turning back, not letting our feet stray away from God's path. This ain't easy. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to tell you this is easy. What I'm telling you is this is the calling to stay to the path that God's created. So we walk truthfully with perseverance and in love in our hearts so we can obtain the prize which God has called us heavenly. This is the way. This is the truth and the life. This is why you and I are called. We're not called to create a path for ourselves, to forge a way for ourselves. God has already has a purpose for your life and has a purpose for my life. And Christ Jesus reveals that, puts us a shine that light onto that path when you and I start walking. But we must stay faithful so we can obtain the prize, the reward that Christ talks about in God's word. That you and I achieve the things that pleases God. And then when we receive the honor and glory that God wants to bestow on us, glory to God. God has a path for you, and it must be revealed. And only God knows it, and only Christ can reveal it. Praise the Lord. Christ is this revealing light. If we follow the Lord, he will lead our feet onto God's path, onto the path of salvation. But you and I can never turn away. We can never stray away from this path. We must hold to it. It would be challenging, but you can make it. God has created a way for you, a path for you to make it. Just seek him. He will show it to you. He will not forsake you. He won't leave you. He'll stay with you all the way through. He'll tell you to get back up. He'll encourage you. He'll comfort you all the way on this path. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we were looking to create on our own path, asking you to bless it. Then you told us, not our will, but yours. For this your ways. We need to desire your path to achieve your plans for our life. God's paths come through Jesus. And we cannot find God's path seeking our own path. We cannot find God's path through this world. We cannot find God's path listening and receiving what Satan has to offer. We need Jesus to reveal God's path that leads to faithfulness, or obedience, and peace, and salvation, and love. Thank you, God. Christ has a power in authority, in the knowledge to show us the way. You and I got to be faithful. Lord, we help us find our way, God. Put our feet on solid ground and teach us not to turn to the left or right, God, not to transgress, not to always be going back. God, you created a path for us so our feet can be on solid ground. So our eyes can see the light. So we get understanding, God. Help us, Lord. Stay to the path that you created for us. Guide our hearts and minds into your ways. We need you more than ever, Lord Jesus. Keep your hand extended. Help us come out of darkness and walk on the light, God. Walk in the light that you provide for all your people. To find the path that leads to God's kingdom, that leads to righteousness and salvation. Lead us and guide us. Lord, lead us all the way to the throne of God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Son, your Spirit, and your Word. Lord, work it out in our lives. We need you more than ever, God, to lead us onto the right path. Help us find our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.